I have to take my hat off to them for that one, because they're not going to scratch the aluminum, but they're really tough on the end. And as the edge, you know, wears whatnot, you just sharpen it on a belt sander or something, you know, or a whatever, some kind of random orbital, something like that.
Yeah.
But it, they sharpen up really well, and you can get the nice tight corner, and you can get this whatever caulk is in the edge, regardless of how hard it is. You know, if you do this right, you can scrape that stuff off with the plastic chisel.
Exactly. That's a good thing to use for all kind of stuff. If you're getting tape and gook and whatever, you just don't want to use a metal chisel.
Right.
Because any false move, that's danger. Also, too, we always try it when we're polishing. Oh, we got to try this. We got to try that. It's got to be perfect. And you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. So don't go too crazy. You want it sealed up for sure. And you should.
A blind man on a fast horse will never notice that problem.
That is exactly right. And the other funny thing is, too, is you ever notice how taking a picture of a polished trailer, especially on like an overcast day, it looks way more even and shiny than in real life?
That's right. Like, take for example the cover picture on Restoring a Dream.
That's right. You could amaze your friends on Instagram.
You know, that looked like $1 million right there.
That's right.
And it was Tim's polish job.
That's right. And I didn't even Photoshop that puppy. I should have. Never even thought about it. But anyway, yeah, that's just a word of advice from somebody who's done it, is don't go crazy. So what about reflectix mimicking heat properties, you know, keeping the heat out? Does a shiny mirror finish trailer help in that?
Well, we've done tests with a pyrometer, and in 100 degree bright sunshine, the unpolished trailer will go to about 155 degrees, that skin. Mm. Polished trailer is about 10 degrees cooler, about 145.
Oh.
Still very hot.
Yeah.
So it's obviously reflecting something.
Right.
The Reflectix and or Prodex, you know, I know there's lots of schools of thought here, and I'm definitely no expert on why or if this works too well. But we put it on the inside of the exterior skin, and then we'll put fiberglass in there. The trailers that have just fiberglass, that inner skin is pretty darn hot. Makes a big difference just to the touch. Whether there's Prodex or Reflectix in there. Now, I don't believe their claims of being R16 in that quarter-inch thickness. I don't care how many air spaces or how they set it up. I don't believe it. But I do believe that it does something.
Right. But the polished trailer does 10 degrees cooler. That's pretty cool. But,
well, yeah, you know, it's that's a lot of work to get 10 degrees, though.
Exactly. But then Airstream started painting the roof white for a reason, right? You ever use your meter on a white roof in the same condition?
I haven't, and, I should do that.
Yeah.
But physics say that the polished surface is going to reflect more than anything. I believe they put the white roof because they were having problems with clear coat falling off.
Hmm.
Instead, they have problems with the white paint oxidizing and then running down the sides and looking like birds have been bombing your trailer for weeks on end.
Yuck.
But it's actually the paint oxidizing and then flaking off in very minute amounts, causing those white streaks. So I don't think that's the answer either.
Hmm.
But certainly if you had a white painted roof trailer, you could certainly repainted. I know there are some paints out there that claim some insulative values, but and of course, you know, if it's painted white and it's painted white with something else, it's still gonna